You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are speaking with Ram Anand, author, international speaker, and founder of InfoYogis, Asia's largest internet marketing agency, and creator of Stardom Test, that helps people become famous and well-known in their chosen niche. Ram, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much, Eric.
Yes, good to have you this morning. So, first of all, what exactly is Stardom?
Stardom in today's world is all about being well-known in your chosen industry. Why? Because people want to do business with well-known experts who are authority figures in their topics. Whether you like it or not, most people will always look you up on the internet before they do anything with you. You know, becoming famous and well-known is essential to achieving success today more than ever before. And people with a strong branding and online reputation are naturally more likely to succeed and get more followers and fans, along with attracting new customers.
Makes sense. Is Stardom similar to online reputation? And if so, why is it important?
Well, let me explain. Stardom is a combination of several important elements. It's not just online reputation. People and brands become stars or superstars when they have a good measure of credibility, authority, branding, trust, exposure, publicity, and of course, lots of reputation. Stardom is a big deal today. I recommend my students and clients to take this part seriously because people are looking them up online, talking about them, and sharing information about them all the time. Now, let me tell you why it is important. One of the most famous examples of companies getting into trouble because they failed to manage their stardom is that of United Airlines. United was unaware that they had an unhappy customer on board, and this fellow had access to musicians, a video camera, and a mighty YouTube. His friends helped him create a video vocalizing his unhappiness about United that went viral around the world, ultimately costing United a huge, huge dent to their reputation. A more recent example is the now infamous meltdown of the owners of Amy's Baking Company after Gordon Ramsay walked out on the owners of this restaurant, believing that they are beyond help. They completely lost it on Facebook for the world to see, doing potentially irreparable damage to their brand and their business. It doesn't matter whether you are big, publicly traded corporation, a multinational brand, or a small business, a professional, expert, an author, speaker, or an entrepreneur. Failing to build your stardom can cause you a lot of hardship in all spheres of your life. Stardom goes beyond online reputation, and stardom focuses on becoming a star in your industry, gaining the trust of your audience, and having them as your advocates and brand ambassadors. And to get a quick look at your present stardom, just go to Google and type your name or your brand name and see what comes up. Now try the same search with someone who is an authority in your industry. You're going to see the difference in stardom directly proportional to their circle of influence. So this is about stardom and why it's important.
Interesting conversation. Now, can anyone become a star?
Absolutely, yes. Today, anyone can become a star in their chosen field or industry. All they need to do is establish their brand and online presence properly. Depending on the competition and the niche involved, different strategies need to be used for this purpose. And actually, there are seven positive outcomes that one must focus on in order to gain stardom. And whatever you do online or offline, by making sure that you focus on these seven positive outcomes will always lead you to become famous and well-known in your industry.
And so tell me, what are these seven outcomes? And if you don't mind elaborating on that, we would love to get some input on that.
Sure, sure. This is from one of my Google Plus Hangouts that I do regularly at stardomalliance.com. Whatever you do, whether offline or online, focusing on these seven outcomes, you're all set. It actually took me several years to figure this out. You don't need another marketing book or course or a home study program or even a seminar. All you must do is run the checklist that I'm going to share with you now and ensure that you're getting at least four out of the seven outcomes in any marketing effort that you do. And the seven outcomes are, here they come: unfailing credibility, unmatched authority, unbeatable branding, unquestioned trust, unflinching exposure, unstoppable publicity, and of course, unshakable reputation. These are the seven outcomes that could make you go from being unseen to achieving superstardom, irrespective of your niche. No matter what happens in your industry, no matter what happens to the search engine algorithms, no matter what happens to online marketing, when you focus on getting these seven outcomes, you will achieve a star status and a huge following, period.
Today we are joined by Ram Anand, author, international speaker, and founder of InfoYogis, Asia's largest internet marketing agency, and creator of Stardom Test that helps people become famous and well-known in their chosen niche, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Ram, can you share a few ideas on how to actually go about gaining stardom for our listeners, if you would?
Absolutely. Why not? In my webinars and hangouts, I talk about my five steps to stardom. These are the five key ideas that you need to become, you know, a star, a superstar, or even a megastar, depending on where you are or where you start. Let me share with you a brief overview of each of the five keys or five steps to stardom. The first step to becoming famous and well-known is to craft your messaging properly and tightly, crafting your message. What is your message to the world? How are you going to spread your message? Creating, different versions of your message. For example, what is your message in a short version, long version, a descriptive version? Can you say your message in one line, one paragraph? Creating messaging in form of in formats of videos, images, presentations, webinars, or even infographics. So creating all different forms of messaging and using all the different marketing or messaging vehicles that tightly focus on your core message, this is the first step and this is the crucial step. And the next element to stardom is media. Getting media exposure is critically important, and with the right media exposure, you or your brand can zoom your way to stardom. It's like avoiding the regular congested road to taking the elevated expressway and reaching your destination without any hindrance or obstacles at maximum speed. Media exposure consists of getting your articles on news, print newspapers, reputed online news sites, industry magazines, and reputable third-party websites like, for example, the Huffington Post, if you want me to give an example, or even the TED networks, for example. And this also includes getting on radio shows and TV shows. All you need is great content from your messaging, from your step one above. And the next element to catapult your name or brand into the stratosphere is branding. And branding is all about building connections and working on social interactions. And branding is actually being in front of your consumers or your audience when they are most interested in your topic. You should be willing to educate and train your audience and readily give them information they want. If you're not willing, then your audience will find a competitor who is willing to do such things. And in a nutshell, branding is showing up at the right time, the right place, always in front of your audience. And then next element to achieving stardom is authority boost. Well, in order to get to the star status, you must be, become an authority in your topic. And there are several ways to do that. Writing a book, for example, is one of the most common and proven ways to become an authority on any topic fast, really fast. And you can also establish your authority by taking up speaking engagements or even publishing your videos, for example, online. That's a newest avenue which is gaining a lot of momentum online. And other ways of boosting authority include co-authoring, for example, with other authors who have already have a great reputation, or doing joint ventures, on participating in live events and conferences and seminars. So, and let's come to the next one, which is the fifth element of stardom, which is interaction. Nobody can become a star by shying away from people. Today, interaction is mostly through social media, and focusing on gaining more fans and followers, and specifically asking people to like you or joining your network on social sites is going to create a really big fan base for you. And another great way to interact with people, which I personally use, is through webinars. And Google Hangouts is a great way to conduct webinars that uses Google's huge infrastructure. In fact, you can do your own live broadcast to an unlimited number of participants for free. And that's the power of technology at your fingertips today. So, Eric, these are the five key elements of gaining stardom in your chosen niche. And remember, stardom is way beyond branding and online reputation. It's a combination of several elements, all leading to ultimately to unmatched authority, unshakable reputation, and unbeatable branding.
Well, very helpful information and very insightful. In conclusion, if you would share a tip or a resource that our listeners can use right now.
In order to gain stardom, I would like to reiterate, like, in order to go from being unseen or to becoming well-known, you must first start somewhere. So the best way to get started is to figure out your current stardom score. And stardom score is our proprietary algorithm that computes a score on a scale of 0 to 100 after analyzing answers to a series of simple questions. And anyone can find out their stardom score at no cost. It's absolutely free by visiting www.stardomtest.com. And I encourage all listeners to go and get their free stardom score so they can first see where they are on the map and then plan their way to the top. And here's the URL again, www.stardomtest.com. No spaces, no hyphens, just stardomtest.com.
Ram, I certainly appreciate your joining us today and for the helpful information, and come back anytime. And thanks for being a part of Enterprise Radio.
All right. Thank you so much for having me on the show. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
You are very welcome. We've been speaking with Ram Anand, author, international speaker, and founder of InfoYogis, Asia's largest internet marketing agency, and the creator of Stardom Test that helps people become famous and well-known in their chosen niche. And the website of reference is StardomTest.com. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.